Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing our previous shiur where we saw Shitas HaRambam, the fourth shiur in Perakei Halacha Dalet Hilchos Melachim, that we saw the machlokes between the Rambam that Hachrim Tachrim is a Melachemis Mitzvah, and according to Rashi, it's not. And we were marich beinyanim niflaim beyoser Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. We are so fortunate to be learning this Torah, and now we're continuing onwards in the space in the Torah of Meinu Rabbeinu. Ma'orei Neinu, Akoyen Agodol, Harav Man, Lishmo, Lizucho, Tavis Nefesh. His Yortzeit is actually coming up this week, exciting, on a Friday, Yudalit Sivan. So now we're getting with this, we can understand the Sheet of the Bahag. The Bahag only brings the Lav of Elo Sechai Kol Neshama. He doesn't bring the essay of Hachorim Tacharime. We're talking here about the killing the Shiva Amimin. So he only brings the Elo Sechai Kol Neshama. He doesn't bring Hachorim Tacharime. So Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perla and the Rasag is marich l'tumah b'dvarav de madua hishmita essay. Why did he omit the essay of hachorim tachorime? Umistama, taimoi, she'ena mitzvah hanoi heges l'deiris. Mistama, his reason is that this is not a mitzvah that is noi heg l'deiris. Ve'et ze ba Rambam mitzvah essay kuf pei zayin l'shlo she'eno kein. In other words, the Bahag says it's not Lidoris, and therefore he doesn't bring down Echorim Tachorimim. And the Rambam, as we saw at length, Mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin, is coming to negate this idea, and he says that it is Lidoris, but we have to understand. Maishno, the Lav from the essay. Why is the Lav, yes, relevant Lidoris, of Leisechaya Kol Neshama, and the essay of Hachorim Tachorimim, not relevant Lekol Lidoris? That's the Zum Ershin, that's the first Kasha. We also have to understand the etzem asvore. My time ahovalei eino noig ledoiris. Why is this considered that it's not noig ledoiris? The Rambam brought a beautiful svara. Svara saramam eino lead shuve. It's definitely a mitzvah ledoiris. It's not mugbelis lezman. Veraka hechetimtsi chasere. Kol ma shechaser lanu po. That maybe they're not around anymore. Maybe we don't know who they are. But bikaron, it's shaykh b'kol adoiris. So well, what's why isn't it l'doiris? The Rambam is a good svara. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows, that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah's essay, neged ha'uma, remember, we said it's against the nation. It's not against individuals, according to the Rambam. It's against the nation. So the mitzvahs esse neged ha'uma havelei mitzvahs esse tumidis shel asiyas milchama ad she'ein neged mili lochim. We're supposed to wage war until there's no one against whom to wage war. And vadai, this is noeg l'doris. It's noig l'doiris, this mitzvah's essay, to wage war till there's no one left. But the Bahag will learn, possibly, that there's no mitzvah's essay to me, this of Asiyas Mocham. The Ikar mitzvah's essay is Bekilui Ha'uma. It is to destroy the nation, the seven nations. And the Milchama aspect is just a Hechatimsi, it's just a means, it's not Guf HaMitzvah. Similar to what the Menchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Dalet, in the mitzvah of Tashbisu, that the mitzvah essay is not in the maisa kili hachomets, the mitzvah essay is that you shouldn't have chomets. Just when, and even when you don't have, even if you didn't destroy the chomets, just not having chomets, you're ready mekayim the mitzvah essay. Kayadua, midivrei ha-minchas chinuch. And see what's similar to this in Reb Chaim Halevi, Al Rambam, Chametz Umatzah 1:3. And that's not an inyan tumidi, it's an inyan chad pe'ami, shemitkayem rak b'kilu yam. This is only miskayem when they are destroyed. And there is no mitzvah sasiya tumidis. It's a one-time thing that's only miskayim when you destroy them. But it's not a constant asiya. The milchama is just a hechatimtzi. But the point of the mitzvah is that they shouldn't exist. And the Bahag doesn't enumerate this in the Taryag mitzvahs, just like he doesn't enumerate mitzvahs that are only knowing in the Midbar. These are also mitzvahs for a limited amount of time. Kavachoymer, the mitzvah she'ena miskayemis elapam achas. So certainly a mitzvah that's only fulfilled one time. And that's all in the assay. See, the assay is a one-time thing that there shouldn't be the seven nations. But the lav of lo sechaya kol neshama al hariga sichidim is a din tmidia kol yochid v'yochid. Lo sechaya kol neshama is in every yochid. So again, when it comes to the kilui ha'am, that's a one-time thing. So that's not l'doros. The ikar is that they don't exist. And the milchama is just a hechatimtzi. It's not the gufa mitzvah. The gufa mitzvah is that they shouldn't be around, and it's one time. The moment they're not around, there's no longer a mitzvah, and it's not tamidi. It's similar to the union of the chametz. Just there shouldn't be chametz, and that's it. Once there's no chametz, you're done. That's not considered tamidi. But the union of the yechidim, that's a din tamidi on every yachid v'yachid. That's noig l'doros. And whenever you meet the yachid, chayev l'arugoy say. Obviously, this man is zed. It doesn't sound shaykh, but back in the day. Today, we don't know who the Sheva Amin are, and we don't have to go to jail for this. And because of this, the Bahag brings it in the Sefer HaMitzvah, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So the essay is on the yachidim, and that's l'doros. And the lois essay is one time, kilui ha'am. And once it's done, it's done. It's not considered l'doros. According to the Rambam, it's in l'chom l'dor dor. And the etzim mitzvah is the milchom. According to the Bahag, no. The etzim mitzvah is they shouldn't be around one time, and you've done. As long as they're not around anymore. So that's not going to be in the minyan mitzvahs. What will yes be in the minyan mitzvahs is the mitzvah kol yochid v'yochid, and that's l'sechaya kol neshama. And now we understand why the Rambam emphasizes, we asked in an earlier shir, why the Rambam emphasizes that when it's a mitzvah, noeges l'doros, he emphasizes that it's categorized as a mulchemes mitzvah. Why does he have to emphasize that? Even if it isn't a mulchemes mitzvah, maybe it's also noeg l'doros. There are plenty of things that are noeg l'doros that are not mulchemes mitzvah, like dinei tumah v'tahara, giving a get, getting kedushin, chaves, plenty of things. Why does it have to be categorized as a mulchemes mitzvah? So the answer is, he's being mafkia, the Bahag. The Bahag holds that the milchama itself is not a mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah. And memel, it's not l'doros. And on that, the Rambam writes, no, it's not true. It's a milchama. The milchama itself is a mitzvah. And therefore, it's considered that it's noig l'doros. V'yesh l'faresh b'zeh, ma'shloi v'yarama metala abdoloi sechus encho. The Rambam doesn't bring the lav of Lo Sechus that it says in Parshas Ekev, Dvarim 7:16, and the Bahag and the Reim and others bring it as an additional Lo Sase. That it says, the Pasuk says, you shall consume all the peoples who Hashem your God shall deliver you to. Your eyes shall not pity them. You shall not serve their gods. They can't be a snare to you. So why does the Rambam not bring this pasuk? As Aloysius said, like the Bahag and the Urayim do. The Rashbits and the Zohar Rakia writes that the Rambam holds that it's included in the lav of l'sechaya kol neshama. We have to understand, why is this any different than l'sechus of the roidev that the Rambam brings In addition, Allah used to say on the mitzvah say Batzilas Hanidov Benafshel Aroidev, he also brings those sachos. Same to say for mitzvah say Reish Sadi Gimel, Devei Aram, and Perak Alf, Miratzech Alachates. For Rein Hebi, Allah used to say Shal Lachos on Nefesh Haratzech, but say for a mitzvah say Reish Ayin Tes. So Perak Chaf, Miruchos Sanhedrin Alachadal, even though it's included in the mitzvah say for Rigus Achai Mechui Vesayif. So the Zohar Rakiya discusses this. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That in the Pasuk there it says, V'achalta es kol ha'amim l'asach u'zein cha'aleim. So it's mashma, it's going on the kibush in the mahalach ha'mulchama, that it should be shelo lochus, not to have mercy. And because of this, it's not allowed bifnei atzmo to prat in the mitzvah of mulchama. So therefore the Rama doesn't have to bring it because it's a prat in the mulchama. The Rama already paskins the mulchama. Mashenkin, according to the Bahag, there's no mitzvah in the ma'isa mulchama. Ma'isa mulchama is only a hechsher mitzvah, ba'al korcheinu. It's talking about the ma'isa of harigas yichidim lo sachos. Ah, it's talking about ma'isa harigas yichidim. So there's an additional lav. And lo sachaya, lo sachos. Not only lo sachaya, but when you're not mechaya, you also shouldn't be chos. So it's mamish similar to roidef and roitzeach. In other words, roidef and roitzeach are considered lav and bifnei atzma. The Rama himself brings lav and losachos is a lav of nyatma. So when we're dealing with individuals, the Rambam holds that losachos is a separate avera, and so too here we're dealing with individuals according to the Bahag, so it's a separate lav. Mashenken, according to the Rambam, this is subsumed under the general lav of milchama, and therefore it's not enumerated. That's part of milchama. It's pshita. It's part of milchama is losachos, but it's not necessarily part of the yichidim. Yechidim, maybe you're gonna have rachmanis. So therefore, the Torah has to give you this extra warning, lo sachos, and mulchama pashid lo sachos. That's already subsumed under mulchama. But by yechidim, you'd have maybe a havamina that you would have rachmanis. So kamash malan that no lo sachos by reidef, lo sachos by reitzeach, lo sachos by the shiva amimin, and memela. That's why the The Rambam doesn't bring it, but the Bahag does. So now it would appear as follows. So that the Rambam says, Shekvar Ovad Zichrom. Rambam mitkaven, Shekvar Ovad Zichrom. Ein kavanato, mishum she'ein yodim heichan heim. Ela kavanai, she'a yedei ze shepizram David bein ha'umois, v'nis'arvu behem, a yedei ze gufa nifal kilui ha'am. The Rambam writes, Kvar Ovad Zichrom. So it's not pshat that we don't know where they are. What it means is that since David HaMelech scattered them, as the Rambam writes, among the nations, and they were mixed in with the nations, through this itself was nifal, was activated, the kilui of this nation. Lashon HaRambam shelo nishal hem shoresh. Hainu, shehem, ki yechidim ve'alma. That they are like individuals. In other words, they're no longer a nation. They don't have a sheresh. That's what the Rambam's telling us. In other words, since the whole vort is kili ha'am, there's no more am. There's no more am. There's no more mitzvah. V'dina kama Rambam, v'lo rak she'en atayef sharut. It's not only pshat that l'maisa, we don't have the possibility. V'dina, there's no more nation anymore. L'ashan asmak she'kvar nimcha zichrom mitachas ha'shamayim. In other words, it's not that we don't know who they are. They're still under the shamayim. But even though they exist under the shamayim, their memory is lost. U'belo zecher lav am havi. The Niskayim HaMitzvah, without the Zecher, they're not a nation, and the Mitzvah was Miskayim. Shekvar Nimcha Zichur Mitachas Shemayim. Or the Rambam, that they don't have a Sheresh, meaning we don't know who they are, and Memela is there's no nation anymore. There's no nation, there's no Mitzvah. And Memela, for Enfer Tekash of the Vayol Moshe, and Maimer Beis, Perakov Hey, how does the Rambam write, Shem Tamu V'nichr Tzuai De David, that the Shiva Amim were destroyed by David? It's before Shem Psukim, that even in the time of Shlomo, there were Shiva Amim, and just Shlomo made them Lamas Oivet. The Rambam brings psukim on this. So what's pshat that there are no shiva amin left? So based on what we said, no, the ikar is it's not that their body is still around, but rather their memory is around. And the kibush and mas oived is also a bittel. It's also your mevatel shmam. Their botel klape Yisrael, and that's considered ovad shmam. B'chay gavna gam misha eno kovish v'nispazir b'amim en lo tashem zayin amimim. And so even if they're not captured and scattered amongst the seven nations, etzim zeh that they're paying taxes and they're meshiva to the Jews, they lose their shem shiva amin. They're not an am anymore. And therefore, this is hashlamas kiyum mitzvah. So this mamish gevaldik. That's why we don't have to kill the shiva amin anymore, because they're not amin. You meet a Hittite recently? You meet a Jebusite? Chiti amori prizi yavusi gergashi. You meet a gergashite? Clarinet. There's a medrash that's brought Vasisa Vasisa lo kasher Vasisa Vim Baruch Al Gironis Vinicho Aretz Anatam Mitzuva Lirda Fifrem Rav Baruch Al Malachim Mitzuva Mitzuva Tal Lirda Bachrem Ad Soifolim Shinar Nasa Malchem Biyadecha. That if they the legions ran away, you don't have to run after them. But if the kings run away, then you have to run after them Ad Soif HaOlam. As it says, God will give their kings in your hand. So what's pshat? Why dafka melech? You have to run after the malachim and not the people. So as we explained in a previous shir, Perek Beis, in Halacha Hey, if I'm not mistaken, we spoke about this at length, based on Torah's Rabbeinu, that the king is the nation. The king has a din kol, and we brought many sources for this. And the Rambam say for a mitzvah, Kufayin Gimel writes, the mitzvah is lamanos melech, dekabitz kol masenu v'yani genu. So nimtza sham melech muvad mashu ka'am, יש בו גם כן עניין של שורש העם, בזה שהוא מקבצם ועושם לקיבוץ, דהיינו עם. ומשום אחרי גם כשברך לא חושב שבאת על שורש העם, כי בפיזור שער העם. So when the nation is scattered, there's no more nation, so you can let them be. But the king is the mitzvah to be Memana Melech, and he gathers everybody together. So he's the shorish of the nation, the king. He makes them one kibbutz, one gathering. And therefore, you know, in yeshivas, they have a kibbutz. That was always that. To this day, they call it a kibbutz. Like, that's a group of boys, and they learn so. It's a very different type of kibbutz than, kibbutz Ma'aleh Gilboa, or other such kibbutzim. Different type of kibbutz. In any event, so the king's job is to be a kabbutz to the people. And therefore, if they run away, so the king people are gone. But if the king is still around, so it's that he's the Shorish Am. And Memele Chayevim Lirdof Acharav. You can't say there's no nation. As long as there's a king, there's a nation, because he represents the nation. So Memele, you have to run after him. So we see exactly like our Geder. As the Geder of the mitzvah is that you have to get rid of the Am. And therefore there's a chilek between when the king runs away and everyone else runs away, so they lose their shame Am. But when the king runs away, he's the Am. And Memele, we understand why their Lamasa Oyved is no longer an Am, but Shemam, they don't have their name anymore. And the Mela, they're Misarev, so Avad Shemam, they don't have a name anymore. So this is terrific. V'tzarech lohoisif, the gamba lav de lois sechaya. Even in this lav of lois sechaya that's going on the Yechidim, and not the Uma, right, we saw in the Bahag, the lois sechaya kol neshama is going on the Yechidim. Mikom kom ein zeh ala b'sheyesh din mulchama aleihem. That's only when there's a din melchama. Shibzal kopanim mechuyev gam yochid al yochid. So then a yochid has to knock off a yochid when there is a din melchama. But when there's no mitzvah melchama, because yesh kvar bitul am, there's also no mitzvah in the yochid. Ukasheena te esay, ena te lav. When you don't have this essay of hachrim tachrimim, then you don't have the lav of l'sechaya kol neshama. Because the lav of l'sechaya kol neshama is contingent upon the essay. And only if there's the essay, there's the lav. But if there's not a matzav of melchama, then there's no l'sechaya anymore of l'sechaya kol neshama. And you can look in the Chedushim of the Avni Nezer and his Tshuvas and Arichayim and Simitov Kuf Sam, Chsiv Kot, Beis and Gimel. He discusses the Shaila. Is there a lav? Can there be a lav L'Sechai Kol Neshama without the essay? And we're saying that no, that the lav is contingent on the essay. And Zemavur Mashikazov Asmag and Reish Lose Reish Chof Hei, that the Lose says, Eina Ela B'Yoshvim Yisroel B'Altsam. It's only when we're sitting in our land, so writes the Smag, the Gabi Mechiyas Amalek, and the Sefer Torah Serim and the Yerayim, and Mitzvah Lamed Hei writes, that his das is like the das Yerem, the mitzvah Mechiyas HaMalek is Mutelis Rak al HaMelech, and therefore the Jewish people have to be sitting in their land, and they have to have a king. Ayin Sham, Aval Arei Asma, Kach Kosev Gam B'Zayin Amimin, and there writes, Lehej Yechiyav Al Yochid, Milois HaSeid Lois HaChaya, like the Rambam writes, if so, Lama Li Yoshim Ba'at Seinu, what do they need to be sitting in Eretz Yisrael for? What do you need a Melech for? So it must be that the essay of Melcham is only Shayach when the Jewish people are sitting in their land. Otherwise, not shaykh and inyan milchama. And if there's no din milchama, there's also no lav. And therefore, there's no lav if the Jewish people aren't in their land. And hu adin shen ispazu a zayin amimin, there's no mitzvah essay. So mamela, there's also going to be no los assay. So the Los Hase is contingent on the essay. Rosh Shapir Mashi Hikshav Sefer Bris Moshe on the Smag and Essay Kuf Yud Zayin. Why does the Rambam not bring the essay from the pasuk in Parshas Shoftim? Tvarim Perikhov Pasuk Yud Zayin. Why they did bring from Shoftim Perikhov Pasuk Yud Zayin, and they didn't bring from the earlier pasuk in Veschanan and Dvarim Perik Zayin Pasuk Beis like the Chinuch and the other Moni Amitzvah bring. Ayin Shem Shibi Yushami Perik Dalet B'Kiddushin. They also bring the pasuk from Shoftim like the Rambam does, but Hagufa Taima Boy, that itself requires a reason. So based on what we said, the pasuk in the Shaitz Parshas Shoftim, the Lav is written after the essay. So it's coming to tell us that the Lav is Talui in the Asay. It says, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. And then in the next Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, Ki Acharem Tacharim. Amalachiti Amor Eprizi Vayavusi. So Mamela, they work together. In order for there to be this Lysisei, you need to have the Asay. So that's why the Rambam brings them together, because it's totally one is Haba Hatalia. And the Chinuch holds that it's not totally Dafka and Melchama, and therefore he brings the earlier Pasuk. Okay, so Baruch Hashem B'Siyata Dishmai, we saw you sow this Neflam, we understand now the Shita of the Behag, who only brings Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, because he holds that the Lav of Lo Sechaya is on every individual, and it's Lederis. To din tamidi akol yochid v'yochid, and therefore it's noig Lederis, whereas the leisisei of whereas the essay of hachrim tachrimim is a one time thing that they shouldn't be around anymore. And that's not considered Lederis, and that's why we understand now why the Rambam doesn't bring the lav of Lo Sachus Eincha, because he holds as a prat in Mulcham as opposed to the other Moni HaMitzvahs who hold that there's no mitzvah. Let's say according to the Bahag and the Maitzah Mulcham, it's only a Hechsher mitzvah. And therefore it's on Harigas Yechidin. And just like when you have the Harigas HaRoidef, Harigas Ritzech, you have Lo Sachus, here also you have Lo Sachus. So it's a separate lav. But according to the Rambam, it's a prat in Mulcham. According to the Bahag, Mulcham is not an independent mitzvah, it's just a Hechetimsi. Now we understand why the Rambam says Kvar Alvat Zichron. What do you mean they're lost? I mean they don't have a shame am. The moment they know, that's the whole vort. The whole vort, they shouldn't have a shame am. And male, if they're scattered around, they lose their shame am. If they're paying taxes, they're meshubatu, they don't have their shame am. And we concluded that even though we said that Leisachai is going on the Yechidim and not on the Ummah, because on the Ummah you have Acharim Tacharimim. Nevertheless, there's only going to be a mitzvah in Yechidim as long as there's a mitzvah in the Ummah. And then you have a mitzvah one-on-one as well. That's why the Rambam brings the later Pasuk, because it's connected to the Loisisei of Loisachai Kol Neshama, Achrayim Tachrayim, to show that they're interlinked. Okay. So, Mitzvah Shem, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we will continue. We still have a Velt more to say. This was our fourth offering. And B'Zalat Hashem, Anachmo Odeh Namshich. בשמחה ובטוב לבב. אני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם. שלום, שלום.